I'd rather make the film that I feel good about, so that if someone does insult it or doesn't like it or doesn't get it, I'm like, that's okay. I'm not making a film for the masses. I'm making a film that means something to me, so that I can stand by it and feel good about it. None of them are perfect, but I need to feel okay with it, because I can't expect other people to sit through my films if I can't sit through my films. You know, if there's no meaning to me, there's no meaning to anybody else.
You're listening to Inside Acting, a podcast dedicated to demystifying the inner and outer game of success in the entertainment industry. I'm Trevor Algott, and coming up in episode 243, I sit down for part two of my chat with actress and filmmaker Sophia Savage to continue the conversation about turning adversity into art. In part two, Sophia shares how not being right for just about everything gave her permission to start creating her own work. She also gives us a behind-the-scenes look at what goes into film festival programming, and side note, it ain't always pretty. And she shares her patchwork process for putting ideas together, the simple way that she fills the well, and why she thinks every artist should be a reader. This is episode 243. Stay with us. Support for this episode of Inside Acting comes from VO2GoGo.com, the award-winning voiceover training system and winner of Backstage's Reader's Choice Award for Best Voiceover Training 4 years in a row. Visit VO2GoGo.com/start for a free Getting Started in Voiceover online class that'll help you add voiceover to your acting portfolio. That's VO2GoGo.com/start. So hey everybody, Trev here. Welcome to episode 243 of Inside Acting. AJ and I didn't link up our schedules appropriately for this episode, so we are recording this separately. He's got a few pre-recorded segments that he sent in that I'm going to play in just a moment. But before we dive into that, just a couple quick announcements. First off, big hello, welcome, hug, high five to our newest member in the membership, Yolanda.